Hi, and welcome back to I'm a Happy Enchilada, and thanks for tuning us in. I'm Don Culver, and I'll be your host. And today, we have an interesting topic that we're going to take a deep dive into. So join us as we ask the question, are you having an identity crisis? Now, I guess the first thing we want to know is, what is an identity crisis, right? Well, it's described as a period of uncertainty or confusion in a person's life. This crisis occurs when a person's sense of identity becomes insecure and unstable. An identity crisis usually occurs when there's a change in a person's life. And how do I know if I'm having an identity crisis? While everyone questions themselves from time to time, you may be having an identity crisis if you are going through a big change or stressful time and internal questions regarding your sense of self begin to interfere with your daily life. You might also notice that you feel more irritable, unmotivated, or empty. Also, what is the root cause of identity crisis? Well, conflicts with parents or siblings, or a lack of support and understanding from family members can contribute to an identity crisis. Also, personal factors such as low self-esteem, anxiety, depression, lack of direction, or purpose in life can contribute to identity crises. And at what age does identity crisis start? Well, there's no rule in terms of age. An adolescent will likely go through an identity crisis to establish who they are or want to be as a person. But it's also possible that you can have a similar experience at any other point in life, particularly if experiencing significant life changes. And how long does an identity crisis last, you wonder? Well, an identity crisis can last forever. It will last until you make enough effort to resolve it. An identity crisis is an opportunity for growth. Next, what might an identity crisis look and feel like? It can involve overthinking and deeply questioning self-worth or intense evaluating of different parts of your life, of your identity, your beliefs, or your career choices, intimate relationships, spiritual or personal values. Whoa, that's a lot of stuff. And if that's where you're at right now, you've got a lot going on and it can be overwhelming at times for sure. It's important to be kind to yourself as you go through this period and not beat yourself up. So, let's look at some great tips to help you craft a life worth living for yourself. First, go for the gusto. Commit to designing a quality future. Next, visualize your direction. Then, focus on a fresh beginning. Create your own opportunities. Live more consciously each day. Get to know your inner self. Discover your passion in life. And be positive. Now, those are great ideas that can help move you forward into a new and positive direction and a happier life. And here's a few common sense things to do and keep in mind to keep your body functioning at a high level as you work through an identity crisis. Eat nourishing foods. Sleep 7 or 8 hours each night. Keep company with good people. Avoid news overdose. Get regular exercise. And do something meaningful each day. So, just pick a couple things to work on in the beginning and then add more as you go to avoid burnout. Well, that's all I've got. So, until next time, God bless and be a happy enchilada. Bye.